Coach, just your thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we gave them a lot of opportunities to win. I think we had, 10 free passes, whether it was hit by pitch or walk. I think, we had to be a little bit more commanding in the circle. I didn't think AB had a really great start. I thought Lizzie came in brilliant behind her. Unfortunately, she missed the pitch in the eighth. And, I went to Casey, and Casey obviously, kind of thrives in those moments and did a really great job shutting it down. But, obviously a missed pitch again that led to three runs. But, yeah, I mean, I think we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. I think we're a good team. I think we have a lot of potential. I just think like the little things have got to be owned. A couple missed bunts, obviously miscues on the base pass. I mean, when you're playing, an SEC opponent, mistakes like that are going to come back to bite you. And I feel like that's pretty much what happened.
And then on the offensive end, what was missing? Obviously you mentioned the failed sack bunts, but just to not be able to produce timely hitting.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you're going to have like really good pieces and not get an outcome. I thought, LK hit a couple balls nice. I thought Coker hit a couple balls nice. Like, that's going to happen. But to me, it was just like, obviously her off speed was getting us to lean and chase a little bit. So we had some soft, weak ground balls. But yeah, I don't know. I think for us, it's a matter of maybe belief and understanding that it doesn't make a difference who's throwing against you. We have to kind of stay with our same approach and be a little bit more in attack mode. And I felt like we started the game defensive and almost played defensive the whole entire way. I think for us, we got to be a little bit scrappier. And, when we started to generate something, obviously we can't get a bunt down. And secondly, then we have a base running miscue, which I think we should have bases loaded in the seventh, and instead we end up with runner at one, two outs, So I think we just got to be sharper all the way around and play a little bit better game. And that's on both sides of the ball.
But you mentioned it for Casey to come in with two in scoring position to get out of that inning. What can you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's gritty. I mean, I think Casey did a really great job of spinning her pitches and executing. I just think obviously, listen, sometimes you're going to miss a pitch and when you're a little bit more elevated and up in the zone, people can hit it a long way. So there's risk and reward with it. You're going to get more strikeouts, but at the same time, you're also vulnerable for the long ball. So, I felt like Lizzie with the drop ball was really good, but I also thought, when the reason I put Casey in was solely based on the fact that I think they were going to probably hit ground balls off Lizzie. And to me, I'm like, the easier play is if we can get some fly balls, which is what we were able to execute. So, I think obviously Case missed a rise out there at the end and, she took her deep and, that's the reality of softball. I think I don't care how we lost it. I care that I don't know if we played our brand of softball throughout that whole entire game. And I think we had different moments to show it and we didn't do it.
Well, and finally, I mean, the tournament's just getting started. Three more Power 5 teams on deck. Just what's your message to the team for these next three games?
Yeah, I mean, we got to be sharper. But, to me, I think competitors rise and, for them, I know they want it, and I think we've played some really good softball to date. I think for us, we just got to kind of get back to doing our thing and playing loose and, actually enjoy being out here versus, kind of holding our breath. So hopefully we can just, relax, have some fun tomorrow and get back to work.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.